have a series of notes here, not necessarily a script, so we'll see what happens. I suppose I'll start with just a little bit about myself, just for those of you who don't know me too terribly well. First and foremost, I am the oldest son of Pastor Mark Bertrand. I have been going to this church as far as I can remember. If some of you will remember and have been here long enough, a few years ago I went on a missions trip to Thailand. That missions trip was only about 6 weeks long, but it was very eye-opening, and it really inspired me in a lot of ways. It showed me I had a lot to learn still, but it did teach me I have a heart for missions, and I would be going again sometime. So, here I am wanting to go to Nepal. And so, just some quick facts about Nepal, so some of you have an idea of where this place is. I don't have a big enough map, so for those of you who want to look it up later, it is just north of India and just south of China. It's totally landlocked, and it is about 75% mountainous. It is, you know, filled with the Himalayan mountains. Those mountains, the most common of which is, or the most popular mountain known there would be Mount Everest. I don't expect to be climbing that. Not many people up there, but some. Let's see. Nepal has a population of about 29 million, a little over that, compared to Canada at 37.5 million. So it's a relatively small nation as well, but yeah. Its predominant religion is Hinduism. About 81% of the nation is Hindu, and that is compared to Christianity at a solid 1.4%. To put that into context, I checked, and in Ontario, just the percentage of Hindus in Ontario is 1.5. So, another way of putting that into perspective is it would be easier for you to go find the nearest Hindu temple in Ontario than it would for a Nepali to find the nearest Christian church. And let's see. On top of that, Nepal is located in what's called the 1040 window. And just doing a bit of looking that up, it's a section of the world where about 50% of the population of the world lives, and it is mostly unreached. It is, 86% of the Muslims, Hindus, and Buddhists who live in this area do not personally know a Christian, and only about 3% of missions globally are focused in this area. So it's an extremely unreached and, an area of the world that's desperately in need of more missionaries. So why did I choose Nepal? Well, until I saw it when I was looking for a mission trip to go on, I didn't know much about Nepal myself. So it wasn't the country itself or the people itself, but what caught my attention was it was the physical challenge involved in this. A solid 60 or 70% of the nation is rural, and that's rural out in these mountains, most of which are over a kilometer high already, and they go up from there. They are very spread apart. There are little to no roads, mostly no roads at all, going to some of these places. And so I will be going there on foot. I'll be going there in pairs of two and three, and yeah, it'll be long treks between 1 and 3 weeks in length to get to various villages. We'd be staying in those villages or staying in tents along the way. I found a quote that's often used for the mail service, I think fits it pretty well, would be, "Neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds." And I figure that with just a couple of slight alterations to that, including scaling mountains, and that it would be a fairly fitting description of what I'll be doing in Nepal. The trip will be for 9 months, by the way, if I didn't mention that. So, a bit of a jump from the 6 weeks of Thailand. Just one more thing is that Nepal is, its government does technically ban the spreading of the gospel and stuff. So it's not as strict as places like China, but it is one of those things where I have a secure email where I can send things through, and any other form of communication with back home, I would have to be careful not to mention things like missions and the gospel and stuff. The worst case scenario would be I would be sent home, but, you know, that's not too bad. All right. And finally, what I'll be doing there. You can say it a million ways, but very simply, I'm bringing the gospel to people who have heard little to nothing about this, and we'll also be bringing Bibles translated into their local languages and physically handing it to them so that they can learn and read and grow even when we aren't there. Some of the other things specifically I'll be doing would be a large portion of it. The whole first month of me being there won't even be in the mountains yet. I'll be based in the capital city of Kathmandu, where I will physically acclimatize, as even though the valley, like this city, even though it's in a valley, is still about a kilometer higher in elevation than we are right now. So physically acclimatizing, about 90 hours of language learning, so hopefully I'll be able to have at least a child's understanding of the language by the time I get back. And some city outreach as well, because while most of it is going to be in the mountains, anytime you're not in the mountains, you may as well still be sharing the gospel. And I suppose that's about it. But yeah.
I just want to pray for Micah, and then we'll invite you to come and visit with Micah a little further and hear, ask any questions you've got, and hear how you can support him in the work he's going to do. So let me pray for you, son. Father, I thank you for Micah, for the years he has grown up here, and for the lessons he has heard and learned from Sunday school teachers and through sermons, and Lord, through his own personal study, and the heart that he has, Lord, to take that gospel message and carry it, Lord, to people who have never heard the gospel and wouldn't even know where to go to find it. So, Father, we pray that you might provide for him, that you might prepare him, Father, that you might strengthen him as he is there and protect him, and Father, that he might see fruit from the work that he goes to do. Thank you for him, Lord. We ask your blessing upon him now in Jesus' name. Amen.